Blog Talk Radio. Party's over. It's been a long vacation and your fans are waiting to see you again. And you guys all know how you look in rehearsal is how you come across on stage. So let's do it one more time from the top and let's get busy.
Why does This is your boy For Real, the Poet Beggar.
This is Rain, a.k.a. The Quiet Storm.
This is Essentially Johnny, and you are listening to In the Spotlight and
Open Mic, a virtual open mic space with a physical open mic vibe. Welcome to
Epiphany,
the For Real Entertainment Network, your poetry outlet, the next in online radio. Ha. What it do, everybody?
Oh, what it do, what it do. I can't even try to imitate our CEO of Epiphany Radio. Good evening, everyone. Happy Monday. I am Rain, a.k.a. The Quiet Storm, and I am joined with my beautiful, soft, spoken secret weapon, Essentially Johnny. What's up, sis?
Hey, sis. Hey, how are you? Today's been great. How
I'm good. It's been good. Welcome to Raw with Rain in the Spotlight. Tonight we are having none other than Epiphany Zone station manager, a.k.a. doing all the things behind the scenes, a.k.a. poetic, a.k.a. tonight he is Van Meadows, because he's going to tell us what he's got going on beyond poetry. I'm excited for this, sis.
Exactly, yeah, same here.
So for those of you that are listening online and that would like to call in and get on and talk with Van and share some poetry, you can call 319-527-6300 and press 1 to get in queue. Tonight we're going to do things a little bit differently. Previous shows in the Spotlight, we did an open mic, and then we did the In the Spotlight segment, and then we did additional open mic afterwards. Tonight we're going to do In the Spotlight first. I suspect that many of our callers are going to have questions for Van. So we're going to give them that opportunity to do so. Real time.
Real time. We also want to give a shout out to the Pissing CEO, author Larry Maddox, and the sponsor of Raw with Rain, Raw Links LLC.
Absolutely. I got a whole collection of Raw Links over here. If y'all don't have your Raw Links yet, you need to get them. I promise you, they are quality links. They are beautiful, but you know me, I tell you it's the functionality for me. They're gorgeous, but you know, I love to not have to link them, and you know, when I have nails, I can't ever get that clasp on the other ones to work. So I love, and I need to get a necklace and a pair of earrings too, because he does it all, and he's officially on Amazon. So for those of you all that do not know,
yes.
Definitely look up Raw Links on Amazon and get your links. absolutely shout out to. I was trying to imitate him coming in right off that right off that little intro. It didn't work, but maybe I can get Poetic to do it tonight because he seems to do a really good job of,
exactly.
of imitating our CEO. So with that said, perhaps I should bring him in. Just to bring him into the conversation. Mr. Station Manager, how you doing this evening?
Hey, this is your boy for real, the Poet Douglas.
Sure,
y'all.
Yes.
Baby. Shaboy. Hey, what's up, Rain? That's Ishani's. How y'all doing tonight?
Hey, Poetic. Thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We're excited to have you on tonight.
That
was perfect, though. You were really going to get fired. You know that, right?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm going to get fired. It's all right. I'm going to show up tomorrow.
He used to have me so confused when I first started calling in. I used to get them so mixed up.
I guess it's a good thing you have a couple.
Right.
Well, you got it down, though. It's a good thing that you have a couple fallback plans, though. We're about to find out about
Absolutely.
All those fallback plans tonight.
Definitely.
And I'm excited about it. Because, listen, I'm learning at the same time as y'all. I just know a little something about a little something. I don't know all the details, and that's why I like to be in the dark, too, because I like to discover.
Right.
You know, Van, Poetic has been the station manager, and he does all the things here, but he's got a whole lot of other things going on outside of Epiphany Radio, and I don't know how he does it all, but he does. And so tonight we get to learn all about it. And he's giving away a couple of things at the end, so I'm like super excited about that too, because I know y'all tired of getting Pulse Design stuff, even though it's dope stuff, you know. I think I want, can I enter the win tonight? I want
sure,
to enter
absolutely.
The win tonight.
Absolutely.
Sure, yeah. But I'm not spitting, so I can't get on. Only those people that get on the mic.
Yeah. Where do we start?
How's your day been today? Oh, go ahead.
Oh, my day was good. I mean, you know, it's Monday. It's a short work week. You know, it's busy. Our busy time of the year for the company I work for because, you know, we'll make sure y'all get your W-2s and, you know, your paychecks right.
I wish you'd come over to the federal government because it'd take them, like, forever to get us our W-2s at the end. You'd be having to wait the whole month to file my taxes.
Now, I don't understand why they'd be holding. I really don't.
Mm, me either, because it's all automated. Just go on and shoot it out. Just go on and give it to us.
Absolutely.
That's a whole other thing that equips you. But sis, were you asked? You were saying something at the same time.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
No, I was just I don't even remember at this point, to be honest. No, I was just saying, where do we start? Where do we start?
You know what? I'm gonna leave that up to our station manager. Cause so, sir, you have a few things going on outside of Epiphany Radio. And I don't know which one you want to start with. So where would you like to start this evening?
Oh, man. Wow.
I'm leaving it all up to you.
You're leaving it up to me. Okay. Well, let's go ahead and let's talk about my financial consulting company.
Okay. Does it have a name?
It does. It is called M&E Consulting Services, LLC.
Does it have a website, too?
No website.
Okay.
I like a
no
more,
need for a website.
No need for a website because I like a more personal touch when you're dealing with your money, your finances, your income tax preparation, your business needs. That deserves a personal touch. Websites are great. But I like to personally get involved with everyone whom I have the pleasure of being hired to perform a service for them.
Is there a place that you...
Right.
I was going to ask.
Yeah.
Say that again.
How do you prefer to be contacted?
Oh, well, my cell phone number is public. on Facebook. You can always hit me up on any one of my social media platforms.
I'm over here taking notes.
Twitter, IG, Facebook. I'm also on TikTok, but TikTok is purely for entertainment and not business.
Okay.
I don't know. People are blowing up over there. You might want to turn that into something over there. How can people that are not, and I know that it's rare, but for those people that don't spend a lot of time on social media, how do you reach them?
Usually,
do you have your information?
Usually, they reach me. To be honest, because my clients are always referring
word
me
of
out.
Mouth.
Yeah.
Okay. Word of mouth. Yeah, it's the best form.
I have clients in several states.
Yeah, that was going to be one of my questions too, but I'll give you a reason behind that. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, Texas, North Carolina, South Carolina, Maryland, Virginia, D.C., Texas, Louisiana, California, Alaska, Kentucky, Florida, you know, I'm Georgia. So
soon to be New Mexico.
Soon to be New Mexico.
I'm gonna be your one and only one out here, because that's where ain't nobody in this state. But go ahead.
I know that's right. But you know, I don't come into this not knowing what to do. One of the worst things a financial consultant / tax preparer can say is that they don't know how to do something. And that is like the worst thing that, you know, because if I'm coming to you to prepare my taxes, I don't want to hear you say you don't know how to do something, you know, because this is my money and I'm entrusting it to you. So I make sure that, you know, whether it's one of my Pennsylvania clients, you know, for those of you that don't know how complex Pennsylvania is, Pennsylvania has local taxes in some jurisdictions, and Philly is its own local tax entity. So, you know, you have to know a lot of those things. So I make sure that I'm up to date on all of the tax law changes, whether it be federal or state, to make sure that I'm consulting in the right way for you. As far as financial consulting, you know, some people don't know what to do with their finances, you know, so they need someone like me to kind of help guide them in a direction that they should go, whether it be cleaning up their credit, how do they do that, whether it just be if they want a 3 to 5 year plan on how to figure something out, or if it's just to start a business, you know, I can help you start your business if you just have an idea. Credentials, if you want to know my credentials, I have an associate's degree in accounting. I have a bachelor's degree in accounting. I have a master's degree in management, and I have an MBA in HR management. So I'm literally a walking corporation. So if I ever got fired, I'd always be working.
Mm-hmm. I know that's right. And I know that I actually spoke with you when I started Pulse Designs, because it's not the first business I ever had, but it's definitely the first business that I've had like this, which is a little bit more complex, and that's when I had approached you about this, and so I'm excited to work with you on that, because there are elements to this particular business that are outside of the realm of my current knowledge. And what I love is that you are well-versed across states, because I lived in Philly, and so I remember all those local taxes, and they used to rob us when I lived there, and so that was going to be one of my questions, so I appreciate you answering that in advance, because it does vary from state to state. So it's really impressive that you managed to stay up to date, and you're licensed to do so in so many locations.
Absolutely, I have to, because times change, people change, and laws change. You know, the reason that I have so many clients that I do is because word of mouth, and, you know, all it takes is like one huge tax company to mess you over for a small person, like, to be able to come in and help save the day, because that's actually how I got started. a tax company that will remain nameless, messed up my taxes when I was in my last year of college in 95. And they never took the time to interview me as a college student to see what I had going on, to see whether or not if they were going to do the best interest in for me. They just took my paper, and I was like a number who was just paying a bill, and they just filed my taxes. So my game plan from that day forward was to put all of the larger companies out of business, and they never touched my taxes ever again.
Mm-hmm. I've been there, so I appreciate you doing that because, yeah, they don't look at us. They don't look at us as we're just a number. That's exactly right. We're not people. We're just a way for them, you know, to make money. Even those people that get their advance money, they still get a large chunk of that. So, you know, I don't know what it's called. I haven't been to a tax preparer in a long time. I've been doing my own taxes, and whether I've been doing them accurately or efficiently, who knows? But I had mine messed up when I was younger,
you know,
as well, and I didn't trust them.
You know, the one thing is, when I say that I take a personal interest in you and your financial situation, because I look at your money like my money, and I wouldn't want my money messed up. So one of the things that I do when I'm doing income tax preparation and consulting is I make sure that you understand the ins and the outs of what is happening with your taxes. I do a thorough interview to make sure that I have every possible detail that I could have to make sure that I'm doing what you need me to do and making sure that you're getting the best refund that you could, or if you're not getting a refund and you end up owing, we have a long conversation about why you owe, because I don't want anybody to owe. Like, they already take our money throughout the whole year. No, I don't want anybody to owe. So we go over ways to make sure that we pull you out of those financial situations where you end up owing the government on money that you're already paying taxes on.
And I think that's an educational piece to what you do, correct? So it's like you have the tax preparation, and then you have the business, and then so it's all in. Do you have so I guess that's all part of the consultation, is just determining what is needed. You have a full, like, price list and for the different areas. Is that how you break it down?
It is how I break it down, based on a number of things, because the prices all vary depending on what you need. Initial consultation for first-time users or who need services. I usually do an initial consultation for free, which is what I will be giving away tonight, is a free consultation to anyone who needs it. You know, but my tax preparation, depending on what you have going on, it varies, as well as your business plan, your business setup, whatever you need for your business, all of those prices vary. But I will say this, that I'm not actually in it for profit. I'm in it to make sure that we are okay as people. That's why I have some.
I remember when you told me what your preparation fee was, and I kind of, my jaw dropped. I don't know if you remember that. I was like, what?
I do. I do.
That's it. So, yeah,
I can relate to that, though. I can relate to that because that's what drew me to the finance field myself, just wanting to help out people. You know?
Absolutely.
And
absolutely. Because,
bill collector, you know,
yeah, man, because most people don't really – they don't understand, you know, and all it takes is for a person to just have a conversation. You know, you'd be surprised at how many clients I have consulted who have eventually become my clients, especially those with businesses, as to how much money they're just leaving on the table every year because they don't keep track of it. And as you know, that's unfortunate. But once you get with me, I promise you, you'll be keeping track of everything when you have a business, you know, coupled with your normal income taxes, as well as whether or not if you're, you know, because there are various types of businesses. You got S-Corps, you got LLCs, you got partnerships, you got limited liability partnerships, you know, You got corporations. You know, there's so many different forms. And the basic setup of all of them is just basically how are you filing your taxes. That is the whole reason why they have so many different business platforms from the IRS is because basically how are you filing your taxes for this corporation. So.
I'm excited. I'm excited. Next year is going to look a lot different for me after I talk to you. This year has been crazy. But next year,
absolutely.
Yeah, we'll be. Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking forward to it. Sister, do you have any other questions about this particular?
Just one follow-up question to one of the things that you mentioned about your personal touch. How do you make it a personal touch when you're dealing with people in other states, though, because that's not face-to-face? What are you using to make sure that it's a personal touch?
Technology makes it face-to-face.
Yeah.
So I make sure
like
I
use video chat.
Absolutely. I use video chat. You know, as far as I'm concerned, my office is open 24-7. You know, I don't care if it's 1 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not in a deep sleep and you call me about a finance question, or I will wake up and we can talk. You know, I don't have
That's
any qualms
huge.
About that. But making sure that, one, even though I'm doing a consulting service for you, I want to make sure that we talk about everything that you have going on financially and those things that can benefit you. So my personal touch is making sure that I engage you in every aspect of your life to find out how those components can benefit you or can hurt you.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's about.
And
that's rare, honestly.
And there is, so is there some type of confidentiality involved with this? You know, like when you
Absolutely.
Deal with a lawyer or whatever, they, yeah. So, our callers might wonder about that, especially in the space
Absolutely.
Where so many people know so many people. So,
listen. One of the things that was drilled in me when I was going through both of my accounting degrees was the ethics of accounting, right?
Mm-hmm.
I am an ethical person when it comes to someone else's finances. I have a business partner who assists me during the tax season, but I never discuss anyone else's financial anything with anybody because it's a confidentiality. It's no one else's business. It is yours, not anyone else's. And, you know, I deal with payroll for multiple companies, for a Fortune 500 company. So confidentiality is what I'm best at when it comes to these kinds of things because it's not for everyone. This is your personal stuff because I am in charge of your Social Security numbers, your bank account information. I house all of that, and if any of that was to ever leak out to someone else because of my ill doing, then that would really hurt me severely just on a personal level as well as business because I've been a victim of identity theft and fraud and things like that, and I don't wish that on anyone. So I do my best to make sure that none of my clients are impacted by any of that. So everything is confidential. I had husbands and wives. I've had husbands and wives call me and say, "Hey, what my wife getting back? You got to talk to her. You got to talk to him."
That's funny.
I can't give you that information because you
and
didn't
the reason
pay me.
I asked is that...
me. No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say because I'm not questioning your ethics or anything, but I just wanted to put. Our listeners at ease for us, for those of us that are, because we're in such an intertwined community right now, obviously the poet community, and you know so many of the other people, and if people are coming to you, normally if someone's coming to you for financial help, it might not always be pretty. And so they might not want that to get out. And I just wanted to put that at ease, put any concerns at ease that it stays with you.
No, definitely. I mean, it's like, you know, I think I made a comment about this not too long ago, but everybody needs somebody that they can trust, right? And
indeed.
And I'm that person. Like, when it comes to, you know, you want to tell me your deepest, darkest secret, all right, you telling me, and just know God knows, so, but, you know, that's the kind of person that I am. You know, you talk to me about something that stays with me. And it's the same way with your finances. It's nobody's business to know what you do, to know what you make. No, I don't even want it to be my business, but it has to be my business. Because I got to make sure that I'm helping you get to where you need to be, the goals that you want to achieve. How do you get there? How do you, you know, make the right decisions? Because before you buy a house, you should always talk to your accountant or your financial advisor to make sure that you have all your ducks in a row before you go to get your loan, to go to the real estate agent, mm-hmm. because your financial person, your consultant, your accountant, they will be the ones to tell you exactly what you need to do to make sure that you are in a position to be able to get that house, whether you could do it now, whether you have to wait, and that kind of thing. But, you know, confidentiality, oh, man, it is important to me for ethical reasons as well as for my client's safety.
Absolutely. And I appreciate you for that. All right, sis, if you don't have anything else, we can move on to the next. Fan, are you ready to talk about your next? Wait, so real quick, I just have to plug this real quick. You did recognize, while I did not lower the octave of my voice when you came on, did you recognize that I played you some mm-hmm. songs? Did you at least recognize that the playlist, at least the show intro playlist. Those were for you, Ben.
So, man, listen, I was a happy camper. All of those songs have personal meanings to me. If we get into the last three songs that you played, the troop song, certainly from high school, mm-hmm. when I was a shy little boy in high school. And then the Doing Just Fine song. Oh, man, that's like my theme song, Boys to Men, for when
that was one of our first
I got my divorce. Yes, man, yes. And, of course, I mean, listen, I couldn't do an
interview with you without playing some N.E. now.
Thank you.
N.E. had to make the list.
New Edition song. I plan on being somewhere where they are on tour next year. I've already seen the lineup where they're going to be. So I plan on being somewhere, maybe once, maybe twice. But, hey, but, yes, I appreciate the playlist for the evening. Thank you so much.
And so now I'll lower my octave from here on out. But, yes, I just wanted to say that real quick. All right, so what else do you have going on? I'm excited about to learn more about this next
thing. Oh, man. This next, my next company is my nonprofit organization. Many of you know about it. Some of it will be new to you. But it is called the Spitfire Foundation, Spytfyah Foundation. The purpose of the organization is to mainly get our kids off the streets, right? That's our that's the purpose. The main focus point is arts. The Department of Education, the first place that they want to cut funding when it comes to school systems is in the arts program. Well, most people think that arts is just drawing and painting. Well, no, you got visual arts, you got performing arts, you got graphic arts, graphic design. As well as, you know, other things that go into the arts program that helps our children and us as adults have voices. So the first, it's in three phases right now. We're still in phase one. The first phase is where we will get our own supplies, hire our own teachers to be able to work in the public school systems across the United States. And these teachers will not be paid under the Department of Education for those states. The Spitfire Foundation will pay them. That way there's no financial burden to the school systems. And then the only thing we will need is a space to be able to do the curriculum within the school system. Apart from that, we will also have after-school programs that will be free to the parents, because most of them are wondering where their kids are they're at working, and have to worry about making sure someone gets to their kids, making sure that they have the money to cover the daycare costs and those kinds of things. Well, we want to take that burden off of the parents. We want the parents to know that their kids are safe. So we will have after-school programs to be able to allow the art teachers to still do their art, help the students, as well as even help them with their homework to make sure that these kids are safe. That's phase one. Phase two is where we will branch out and go from city to city, state to state, park to park, and introduce those cities to the artists that are in those communities that they know nothing about. We will have sponsors and vendors, and the proceeds that are raised from those events will go towards high school scholarships for the kids to go to college for art. That's phase two. Phase three I'm really excited about, because after phase one and two is running successfully, phase three is a part that really excites me. Phase three is where we will begin building hotels in various cities and hiring high school students. What this program will do when we hire these high school students, they will be trained by college interns from the hospitality and travel tourism that have to get their credits for mentoring and, for volunteering. And those high school students will learn the inner workings of how to run a hotel. They'll be taught other life skill applications while working for the company, as well as make money to help, towards anything that they want to do. They're basically just teaching them, fundamentals of how to be an adult while working. And then it'll be a rotation. So once those interns graduate from college and the high school students go to college, all we ask of them is to come back and be an intern and just keep teaching. So it'll just be a nice little environment to teach these kids something different, have them have pride in themselves, and have them enjoy life without all of the burdens of worrying about what's going on in the streets. So
empowering. All of that is empowering.
Yeah. Absolutely. And so very necessary. And this is going to be, are you starting in like one location? Are you starting in several locations?
Well, my game plan is to start in two locations, two states specifically. Certainly my home state, Maryland, and the state that I currently reside in, North Carolina. So I'm in a process of grant writing to get the grants done so that the funding can come in. Once all of that is done and the funds start pouring in, then I'll be able to start hiring more staff, getting volunteers, so that we can really run this program and make it be so successful that parents and kids will rant and rave about it, because they're like, hey, as long as we can save one life, if we can just save one life, we have done what we have set out to do by making sure that these kids have hope that life can be different.
Absolutely.
I can't wait to see that.
Wow.
Maryland.
Oh, wow. That's so I love that you're starting in those locations. Obviously, I know you'd have one right there where you are. Baltimore is in dire need of a program like that. So I'm extremely happy to hear that that is going to be piloted there too. But you actually answered one of the questions I had, and that was wondering where the funding was going to come from to start this. I wasn't sure exactly how that was going to be funded. So that's the process that you're in now. I'm excited for this. I'm excited to see where this goes and to watch this, manifest for you.
I'm excited. I know, for a long time, I've always wanted to figure out how I can give back,
right.
How I can make a difference, how I can use what God has given me to make a difference. And I've mentored several kids, you know, throughout the years, in churches and so forth. And there is a dire need for someone to believe in our kids again.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of hard as a parent when you're working full time, trying to make sure that you got all the bills covered. And our kids see that, but they're still kids and they still need encouragement. They still need to know that they're loved. They still need to know, you know, hey, I know mom does this. I know dad does this, but I know I'm loved and I don't have to worry about running out into the streets to join a gang to get that kind of love. You know, it's funny. My 10-year-old daughter asked me what I was doing tonight. I said, well, baby, I said, daddy's being featured on the show so that they can talk about what I do outside of, you know, poetry. She says, oh, yeah. She says, you're a dad. You raise kids. She said, you make awesome cheesecakes. You love us. You know, and it just did my heart really good to hear my daughter say those things. You know, so it just lets me know that as parents, you never know how and when your kids are watching you, but they are watching you. And you are an intricate part of their lives to make sure that they are successful as well. And all the Spitfire Foundation wants to do is help relieve some of that burden and help along the way.
I'm almost speechless because I'm excited. Like mm-hmm. my wheels is turning over here. Like it's so necessary, and it's gonna be a game changer. And it's a brilliant idea. I absolutely love it.
Make sure you share the progress too, so that we can like make sure that we're supporting.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, over the last 2 years, there has been a lot of support coming in. People have been donating, and those donations have gone to getting the T-shirts for the foundation, which we were successful and able to do, get the T-shirts. So I do have a Spitfire T-shirt to give away tonight. So that's also what I'll be giving away. But this is, you know, and certainly the hotel, you know, those of you that don't know, but I spent almost 20 years working in the hospitality and travel tourism industry. I started in housekeeping in my college years and worked my way up to being the controller over the finances. So, you know, I know what it takes to work hard. I know what it takes to start at the bottom and go to the top with a corporation. And I just want to just do something to give back, to let our children know that, hey, we're here for you. We got you.
Yeah, this is, I definitely want to keep up with this. You know, GoFundMe is also a good way to raise money because, you know, the community
Absolutely.
Will get behind this as well. I know you have the grants and stuff, but when the communities find out about this, I can imagine that people would want to support
Absolutely.
All over the place, not just in those locations.
Well, yeah.
Oh, this
you.
Is exciting.
I will definitely look into that. And if anybody is interested in volunteering, hey, hit me up. Let me know because mm-hmm. I definitely can use some volunteer help.
Hey, I can volunteer to make some T-shirts. Hey.
I know that's right, Rain. I love you for it, and I accept. Yes, I accept.
I got to know my strengths. That's where my strengths lie. I mean, I have quite a few of them, but I'm just saying.
Absolutely.
So we are drawing close to the top of the hour. Is there anything else that you wanted to share with us? Because I know you do the most.
Man.
So there might be something
else
up your sleeve that you wanted to share.
Yeah, I do. I do the most. I am also a direct sales consultant for a multi-level marketing business. Most of you like to call them pyramid schemes, but Avon, Mary Kay, mm-hmm. Would you call those a pyramid scheme? Because they do exactly the same thing. And that business is a private business for a company called ACN. Some of you may have heard of it. but I do essential services for homes and businesses, cell phone, credit card processes, home security system, Dish, DirecTV, cell phone service, identity theft. That's the other thing that I do. I'm quite busy. I managed to find time to do all these.
That sounds very similar to Five Links. Is that similar to Five Links?
It is similar to Five Links, except Five Links couldn't cut it. They kind of phased out.
And my girl used to do that, and she kind of phased out from it.
Yeah, they got into some trouble. They got into some big trouble. But I'm not going to bash companies. I don't bash companies because we all need each other to succeed. So, but they you know,
absolutely.
But it is similar to Five Links. You know, man, and yeah, I'm a dad. I'm a full-time dad. I'm not a part-time dad. I'm a full-time dad. So, that is the biggest job that I have, being a full-time dad. So, but I promise that's it. That's all I got. That's all I got.
I mean, listen. I don't. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm sure.
And Epiphany's station manager and managed to pump out poems it's somebody's
like you said,
business.
How do you do it? Oh, wow.
Absolutely. And I work full time. So as I shared with you guys,
right.
I just celebrated my 17 years with my company. So,
congratulations.
But, you know, thank you. But I got 5 kids, man, and I like to live a certain lifestyle. So I got to do what I got to do to make sure they're good and I'm good. And I don't mind working, you know.
Yeah, yes, indeed. And half the time you're working from the road, we already know. Be in this car working.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, I am excited. So what I'm going to do now is we're going to go to break real quick station break, and we're going to come back, and I think I have a hand raised for someone that's not going to be on the open mic. I'm going to double check that during the break, and if that is the case, I'm going to bring that individual on first, and then we're going to start our open mic, and those people that are on the open mic, if they have questions for you, then I am certain that some people will, and we will go from there.
Perfect.
Thank you so much for sharing all of that. And it's phenomenal to see that you are able to do all of that and somehow still function. Because, listen, I need about 2-3 clones, and I only have a full-time job and an extra business over here. So I need to hire some folks. I need a clone.
Absolutely. I love what I do. I love what I do. On all aspects. And I think that's one of the reasons why I'm able to do it is because I love it. Mm. So you can't do something that you just don't love.
Okay. All right. I absolutely agree. I'm sorry. I was reading a response. I absolutely agree. And, yeah, if we don't love it, then we're going to burn out on it, right?
Absolutely.
We'll burn out, absolutely. Yeah, and that's how you're able to keep going. So thank you all that have joined us here with Raw with Rain in the Spotlight with Poetic, a.k.a. Van Meadows, and listened and joined us and learned. And, man, this has been amazing so far. For anyone that is listening online that would like to join the conversation, please call in 319-527-6300 and press 1. Right now we are going to go to on a quick break, and we'll be back, and we'll continue the conversation and have our open mic. Thank you.
This is For Real the Poet Douglas, and you're at Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, the next phase in online radio. Baby.
any other day, I would play cool, but I can't now, cause I want you. See, I'm hooked on how you affect your style, and I wanna talk for a little while. I never really seen your type, but I must admit that I kinda like. So maybe if you have the time, we can talk about.
I know y'all probably wanted to listen to the totality of that song, but sorry. Welcome back to Raw with Rain in the Spotlight with our guest, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic.
Hey, hey, hey.
All right. Hey.
Y'all going to get me fired. Y'all going to get me fired.
I swear. I was like, wait, when did we get his mic open? When did he get here? Like, listen, I need to know things. Like, I thought my little sis playing tricks on me over there. All right, are you ready for questions, sir? I think I have.
I am absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, let me open this mic and see if indeed they intended to raise their hand, and we will go from there. Your mic is open. What do we have on the line? Your mic is open. Who do we have on the line? Maybe they didn't intend to raise their hand. All right, I'll close the mic. All right. Yeah, we'll come back. All right. So let's go to our first caller on open mic. I have missed hearing this individual so very much. Joe, good evening, my love. How are you?
Good evening, Rain. Good evening, Brother Van. How's everybody doing?
Doing good, Joe, the Brother Van. Good to hear you, brother. How you doing?
Oh, good, brother. Good, man. Trying to make.
Don't forget my sister over here now, too, Joe. Janice on the
call. Janice.
Hey.
What's going on?
Hey, Joe. Good
on?
To hear you. I'm doing
good
great.
Good to hear you too, sis. Good to hear you too, sis. Always a pleasure.
I'm so excited to hear you. It's been too long. I know we back channel, but. Yeah.
Yeah.
How is life been treating you? You doing well?
Yeah, I'm doing well, but unfortunately, a lot of folks around me are not. So, you know, we got about 3-4 cases of COVID up in here, but yeah, I'm doing okay.
Well, I'm glad to hear that you're doing okay. I'm sorry to hear that. I think that that's been the case going across the board. It's really unfortunate. Yeah. And the world opened, and then everybody got sick, and now everybody's got the flu because no one's had their mask on. And
yeah, you got a little too complacent out there, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Too much too soon.
Absolutely.
We got tired of it.
Did you
have? Not tired of us.
What did you say, sis?
I said we got tired of COVID, but COVID is not tired of us.
Oh,
exactly.
Right about
that. True that.
It's kind of in that. I'm gonna show you who's boss mode.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, oh, I was playing. All right, Joe. Well, what do you have for us this evening?
Yeah, I got a piece that's called Cosmic Drop.
Oh, I'm ready. I'm here for it. We will step back, right, and the mic is yours.
Okay. Cosmic Drop. Red skies to the left of me, gray skies to the right. I'm facing the south with the north on my back. There's no fork in the road to decide. There's only a choice to live by. I ask you not to tell anyone, so I stay focused on my high. The truth doesn't matter when it's battered in lies. I suppose it's more tasty when it comes through deep fried. My rain stays true. While the sands of the hourglass tell time, tear stains are proof. I hold on to nothing that was never mine. Winters aren't cold anymore. Does 2 + 2 still equal 4? Are we just an extension of England? We're in a land where just one voice is king. We're in a land where let freedom ring is an anomaly. Free to do as they say is the thing. And the checkout register still has that magazine. Three-headed babies that were never truly seen. Reality is not part of the American dream. Fallacy and false statements can make this country great again. Come on, man, where you been? People are swearing on Bibles while the truth is liable. They are suing you for the crimes they commit. When the truth comes out, they plead the fifth. I'm aspirated. I'm exhausted. The lies in the air are turning quite caustic. I'm exasperated and quite frosted. I try to keep my cool, but I lost it. The truth of telling the truth. Don't tell me it doesn't cost you. Double negative while this moss hits. Another cloud of loud. Let's decipher how it all fits. Click on the past with that critical race theory. Erase your ass from the class action history. That 3/5 in the Constitution entry. The museum you see is not based on misery. There's no fork in the road to decide. There's only a choice to live by. I ask you not to tell anyone, so I stay focused on my high. Reality is not part of the American dream. When fallacy and false statements can make this country great again, a con man stages the scene. Word porn in its finest iteration. Forked tongues cost the people their nation. Bifurcated is a better word. Either way, it led to separation. Reparations is a funny word. They raped the nation and still taking turns. Build back better when you kill stack letters. The will of the people becomes the hope of a next term. Schoolhouse Rock, I'm just a bill. Civic-minded folk, remember that spiel. Remember the thrill of that first ballot cast. Remember mock trials and civics class. Remember old episodes of series past. They always had a scenario of a government gone mad. Scripted insurrections that the director's direction in those power, though if those in power agree to it, there's no justice to be had. Times are changing. Progress is a dirty word. Weather's getting warmer. Closed mouths don't get heard. I'm here tonight for one last time. What future do you deserve? It's my piece. Thank you.
Whoa.
OMG.
Wow.
There is a line. I need you to run back, but there is a line. There are so many lines, but they are suing you for the crimes they commit.
Mm-hmm.
But can you run that line? Can you run that line back? The truth doesn't matter. It was in the very beginning.
Oh, sure. Thank you. People are swearing on Bibles while the truth is liable, they are suing you for the crimes they commit. When the truth comes out, they plead the fifth. Is that it?
In the earlier on, you said the truth doesn't matter, and then.
Okay.
But that was that line. But yeah, I want to hear the other line, please.
I got you. Yeah. The truth doesn't matter when it's battered in lies. I suppose it's more tasty when it comes through deep fried.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one that got me. Truth is tasty when it's deep fried. Yeah, bro.
Mm.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
I have so missed you. This was so freaking dope. Thank you so much, Joe. Why am I losing my voice? So she might have to take over.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. Congratulations, man, on all your endeavors outside of the, outside of the regular eyes that sees you, man. It's a good thing that you're coming up with. So, much respect to you, man, to keep on doing your thing, man.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you, man. I've missed you as well, man. You know how I feel about your ink, brother. I told you you're like one of my favorite poets, man. So whenever you come through and drop, I'm always excited, always excited.
Thanks for having me, man. Appreciate it, man. Once again, congratulations, man. And y'all be safe out there and happy holidays.
Thank you, brother. You
thank
too.
You, Joe. Thank you so much. Joe, would you like me to leave your mic open or would you like me to mute you?
No, you can go ahead and mute me, Queen.
Okay. Thank you again. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, y'all.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Next up, I can't keep track. So I'm not even going to sit up here and try to do the one half, one quarter, one third, all of that. I'm not even going to do it because there's just so many of them. She goes by Danielle, a.k.a. La Perla Negra, and according to our Epiphany CEO, she's Pearly. So let's go on and open that mic. Good. And there's that laugh. There's the laugh. That's it. It's the laugh. It's the laugh.
Makes my heart smile.
La Perla Negra.
What is
what's
going on, Diva?
What's up, poetic? Hey, Vid. Hey, Rain. Hey, Zaza. What's up, y'all?
Hey.
Hey, Joe.
Thank you for joining us.
That was an awesome piece. I heard that before, and I really liked that before. I wish I could do political pieces like that, man. He gets it in.
Right.
That's what's up.
Right.
How y'all doing?
Listen, we over here learning about our station manager and all the things he got going on, and we're good tonight. Good conversation.
I was listening. I was taking notes.
Right.
Yeah,
same.
I'm taking notes.
And real quick, Van, would you mind posting those three very important things on the event page so that we have the spelling and everything correctly and so that people know
exactly
what it is and where they can find you?
Thank you.
Definitely.
All right, Pearly, did you write something new for tonight?
I didn't write tonight. I mean, I haven't written for a couple of days, but I got something for you.
But you know what? It's probably something I have not heard because, these folks been having me sweat up in this lab, so I've been kind of MIA for a minute. So it's probably going to be new to me anyway.
Oh, I think I sent it to you. But I tweaked it
maybe
a little bit.
Well, I always enjoy it. And we can listen. Like my sisters always tell me, we can listen to music over and over again. We can listen to the poetry over and over again. Always get something new out of it. So
definitely. We
will back up
and
let you have the mic. The mic.
Thank you. All right. This is called Understanding Love Cycle. I remind myself, if my eyes could show my soul, they would cry when they see me smile. So I stay guarded because I've lost so much of myself in this life. But instead of choosing to go numb, I've fallen in love with the pain. So when I grab my pen in my head, every poem I write starts with, I hope this is the last sad piece that I write. Because my heart has taught me how to keep my tears invisible, and it's easier to write when they aren't hitting the paper. I'm not selfish. I still love every day. I just stopped measuring and comparing it. Because even though it's been said that love is always equal as long as it's real, and it will always come back full circle, I learned that most people cannot reciprocate the kind of love that I have. I'm willing to give and do give. And that's okay, because patience is what holds hands with love. So I know one day I'll be the reason for someone's smile, the pages in someone's book they highlight, that body they can't wait to snuggle into every night, and the eyes that they make love to while making love. I just haven't experienced real love yet. I guess my circle isn't completed. Heartbreak is the only feeling I've ever been left with, and it's something to feel after all. When you're fed love in rations, you learn to adapt within accepting breadcrumbs until you realize your true worth. But don't judge me, because my cup of love to offer is priceless. It doesn't mean I haven't sacrificed. And that's that piece.
Oh.
Okay. So, listen. There's a line. This is the last. I was typing it and then I lost it, because then you said something else and I got that one. Easier to write when they're not hitting the page. Tears, girl.
Yeah.
But can you run that line? Back? This is the last. It was before that. This is the last something. Can you run that back to me?
Okay.
I need it again.
Wait a minute. Okay. All right. Because I've lost so much of myself in this life, but instead of choosing to go numb, I've fallen in love with the pain. So when I grab my pen in my head, every poem I write starts with, I hope this is the last sad piece that I write.
Yes.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
Right there.
Oh, my God. That falling in love with my pain, God, I feel that. I feel that. Yeah.
Okay. Anybody had a heartbreak, man? It's hard. Y'all already know. I think every poet has dealt with some level of heartbreak at some time. And it can be so easy to fall into that dark place and go numb to the world. But instead of that, I deal with the pain instead. I want to feel that pain so I can get through that shit. You don't want to shut yourself off.
Right.
Yeah, we got to feel those feelings, right? We got to feel them to process them.
Yeah, that's
Thank
the only
you
way you're
so
going to heal if you allow that pain to surface. You're welcome. Now, I got a question.
I bet you do.
But first, before I do that, before I get into my question, because you know I go out in left field with my shit, I got to tell you, even though you get on my last nerve, I would tell y'all, I've seen this man with his children.
How do you know it's your last one? I'm sorry.
I know. Y'all, you ain't gonna. I gotta go to doctors tomorrow. You ain't gonna raise my blood pressure. Okay. Now listen.
Right.
Listen. Okay. I'm trying to tell y'all. Okay. You know we wrong. All right. I have seen, you know, I've seen you with your kids, and I think you're an amazing dad. I really do. And anybody says different, I will argue them down. Okay.
Thanks.
Another thing, I know it's nothing more rewarding than being a parent. Okay. Your thing that you're doing, I think it's just wonderful. I think it's phenomenal, and I wish you continued success and progress in it. Okay. Now my question is, I ain't gonna ask that. I just wanted to give you some roses. I'm just giving you guys to give you some roses. So I ain't gonna. This question is not appropriate for this show. So I'm gonna be nice.
Wow. Which show is it coming for?
You're gonna say you know
my DM.
Open.
But what more appropriate show than Raw with Rain is there to ask a question?
You got a good point.
You know what? Keyword raw. Okay. All right.
Exactly.
Okay,
raw.
Got it.
We keep it raw around here.
This is a two-part question. Have you ever chosen to not have sex? If you have, how long was your choice?
Yes, I have chosen not to, and it was 6 months.
Okay. All right, kudos. Okay, that's it.
All righty then. Okay.
Thank you. Putting my business all out in the street. Putting my business out in the street.
So that's what we're doing.
You did not have to answer.
You did not have to answer.
You can't even pause.
Not have to answer. You could have just said no. Because honestly, I didn't expect you to answer that way. But okay. All right. That was on me for assuming. Okay.
I didn't know that was the direction, but hey, listen.
Never assume with me.
Right. I told you my stuff goes out in left field. I told y'all. Y'all already know. Don't act like y'all don't know me now. I'm the pearl in there.
Thank you so much.
Pearly, do you want to tell us what you have going on in the Epiphany Universe?
Yeah, sure. I'll tell you guys. Okay.
Let's start with Saturdays.
All right. Starting with Saturdays, alternating Saturdays with Poetic. I am in Poetic Therapy with my awesome co-host, that mountain man, Stan the Man Phillips. Now, Poetic Therapy is a place where you can come and release some mental stress through some healthy conversation and open mic poetry. Monday nights, alternating Monday nights with you, Ms. Rain and Ms. Jago. I am one-fourth host of the Soul Cafe, where I co-host with Epiphany's CEO, Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. Essentially, Janice, who does an awesome job on the event page, and Poetic. Wednesday nights, I am one half host of the Love Zone, where I'm in there with my sexy, sultry voice, Diva Ms. VIP. Now, I might come to a certain poet for a topic, but I'm gonna keep that up in the air for now. Okay. I know y'all gonna love it regardless. Okay. But y'all come on by Wednesday night, get caught up in the Love Zone.
I would tell you Wednesday night is like a box of chocolates. You just never know what you're going to get on Wednesday night.
You never know what you're going to get.
Yes, white chocolate, dark chocolate, good old milk chocolate.
Lord.
Don't forget the one caramel filled. Come on now.
Oh, yeah, you got to have the caramel.
Got to have the caramel.
Lord, I need some water.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Miss Pearly. Pearly Negra, Danielle, would you like for me to keep your mic open or would you like me to mute you?
You can keep it open. That's fine.
Okay, I figured that was the answer. I didn't want to assume, but I figured that was the answer. But thank you so much, Diva.
You're welcome.
One love, one mic.
Thank you. One love, one mic.
Next. Next up, we have our music. I don't even know what word to use to introduce him. C-Dub is on the mic. What is up, sir? Good evening.
Miss Rain, essentially Johnnice, and I'm looking for a mellow fellow like Poetic. How are y'all doing tonight?
Hey, good to hear you.
My brother, good to hear from you, C-Double-34 Music.
Hey, you deserve this. So, you know, I had to come in and show my support like I'm Bartles and James Wine Coolers.
My man.
Oh, God.
My man. That's what I'm talking about.
Flashback.
Right.
Yep, flashback. Yes,
maybe,
that's right. Thank you.
Major flashback.
Absolutely.
Bartles and James. It's almost like it's better than
yeah.
Farm. How are you doing this evening, C-Dub?
Well, I could have been Ripple, but that's another story. I'm good.
Or Mad Dog. Okay. You're good?
Yeah,
glad to
could
hear
have
it.
Been that. Yeah, Brass Monkey. We can go on.
Oh. I love it.
But we not.
Yeah, we not.
Because I'm not drinking right now.
I do
so
have
it
a
does
question.
Make you want to have something to drink. Yes, sir.
Well,
go ahead.
Probably. I do have a question for Poetic right there. And it's a two-parter. Have you ever loved somebody? And the second part is, can you learn to love somebody the way somebody loves you?
Man, I like that. Yes, I have loved somebody. And I pray to God that I don't learn to love somebody the way that they love me, because no one can love like I can love. And that's just where
I am.
You
see what I did there, right?
I do see
what
you did
there.
I see what you did there. And but you know, I believe that love should be unconditional. And if I'm in love, I am going to love unconditionally. So I think the person that chooses to be in love with me would also have to elevate to an unconditional level of love. And that unconditional level of love is basically the way that God would love you. It's just that most of us are too selfish to love someone unconditionally because we're afraid that we might lose ourselves in that loving unconditionally.
Mm-hmm. And that is all you ask of them. But see, when you ask a girl to make it last, you do whatever needs to be done.
That's right.
I can absolutely go on with this, my brother.
Yeah, man, and I'm loving it.
See, Dub, did you
yes.
bring something musical for us this evening?
I brought something reflective. I don't know if it's musical, but I brought something reflective.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, we will step back and allow you to do your thing. The mic is yours, sir.
Thank you. This piece is called Lessons Learned. What I've learned this year is to not take things for granted, that things I got comfortable with is not guaranteed and can be taken away through choices you make. I remember someone who's profoundly poetic. He said, where I worked at was a plantation. I didn't take offense to that statement. But on October 15th, I've learned the meaning of voluntary termination. I saw myself staying there for at least another 10 years. But because of a pandemic and statements from a president, some say suffers from dementia, which people forget 3 decades precedent had racist bias by evidence of imprisoning men of color, arrested on minuscule amounts of drug possession without helping them, free labor. Which brings me back to what my brethren said in essence. I discovered I toiled in slave mentality like a queen portrayed by Halle Berry. Them ain't my people, use my people. But I digress. I thought I had the perfect job, not realizing I entered the trials of Job. being obedient to my spirit voice not to take the jabs, so I was let go. My grandma once prophesied when I was younger, I'd have a desk job answering phones, but no more, as I worked at a warehouse for 3 weeks suffering through pain from head to toe. I earlier this year wrote a poem asking myself, where is my face? I'm wearing my Sinatra hat, attempting to usher the fact I'm forcing things, trying to do it my way. Looking in the mirror naked, knowing to my Lord I need to relinquish control, because it'll never profit me to gain the whole world and lose my soul. I'm asking him to cleanse me as a natural antibiotic, as he's making me into Neosporin, as I'm in this matrix but not of it, so I carry these wounds, as this is important. I don't write poetry for fame or fortune, going on award tours. My purpose first is to first be holy. I learned I had let my job define me. Now I'm at a job surrounded by broke mindsets, whiners, and liars. This isn't my purpose. And though my last name is Ferguson, I carry the word in me, flushing down thoughts of me having options or not having options with fervency. God gives gifts and talents without repentance. A job is not to be placed on a pedestal where God is meant to be. Hey, I'm C34 Music, and these are my lessons learned. See you next year as I walk in your presence as a blessing of God. And that's that piece.
My brother.
That was so, I figured Van would have some words for that. That was so dope.
My brother.
See, Doug, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and
listen. Bruh. Hey, man, I am so glad when you get on the mic. I appreciate your artistry more than you know, and especially when you come through with these references. And you know I've often told you, I love when you put the songs in your pieces. Brother,
mm-hmm.
I dug this piece a lot. Thank you, brother.
Oh, you're welcome. And I thank you for saying what you said, because it really hit me later on. And it awakened me to the fact that the job ain't my purpose.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. What I do, what you've been hearing me do, what you've been seeing me write, and my act of service, that's me. So I thank you for that.
My pleasure, man. Thank you.
Absolutely. I loved how you squeezed that in. I was like, oh, that's dope. But yeah, that was such a powerful piece and such a transparent piece. I so appreciate you sharing that in the way that no one else can do but you, C-Dub. Absolutely. I know, Ja. I don't know if Ja's there. She's been on the event page.
Yeah, I have been, but that's also what stood out to me, too. This isn't my purpose. Like, that was bold-faced, you know, projecting from the page for me. And then the way it tied into the clothes, like, that's your purpose.
Mm.
I absolutely love this piece. Can't wait to
hear it. That's how come I thank you as well for giving me some options.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
So I thank you for that. You have a vision. You see it. So I thank you for that.
I appreciate you.
Doesn't she though? When I tell you this woman, listen, I'm gonna take a quick job break real quick. When I tell you this woman, I'm so fortunate to be connected with her, because she has such an insight, that her perspective on just life in general, but just things. Anything, her perspective is just it's so valuable and so insightful. I'm just blessed to know you and to have that. And I echo what C-Dub says. It's something that you bring, and you always have multiple perspectives, and so appreciate that. So, okay. End my jaw break.
Love you, sis.
Love you too. C-Dub, we so appreciate you coming through to share and to support our brother here. And I give you the option, would you like for me to keep your mic open, or would you like for me to mute you?
I have to go back to my Jill Scott, you know, my caramel version of Jill Scott. So
okay.
I'm
absolutely
going to have you mute me. Thank you for the opportunity. Love your voice. Love your vision. Love your mind. Holla at me later.
Absolutely.
Peace.
Thank you so much. One love, one mind. Thank you for
one
coming.
One love, one mind.
All right. That was none other than C-34 Music. All right. Next up on the mic, actually, for those that are listening in online, you have approximately 25 minutes to call in if you would like to get on the mic or share the conversation. Please dial 319-527-6300 and press 1. Otherwise, the Blog Talk Lady will kick you off in 25 minutes. You will no longer be able to hear my voice, Janice's voice, Poetic's voice, or anyone else on the open mic. So we
she
hope that
no
you will
chill.
Call in. No chill. But she's been acting all right tonight, Karen. You know, I affectionately, non-unaffectionately call her Karen. And she's been on some act right tonight. She may or may not act right now that I have called her out, but we'll see. Because, you know, she don't like me at all. At all. All right, so next up on the mic, we have none other than the sexy Lisa Lips. What's up, Miss Lips?
What's going on? How are you?
Hey,
I am well.
What's going on, Janice?
Hey, good to hear you. Thanks for coming.
Good to be here. Poetic, man. Listen, all the stuff you got going on, we need to hook up. I don't know if you're aware of it, but I'm a part owner in an online school.
Are you kidding me?
Look at this.
Are you kidding me?
We do our own curriculum. We build everything. My business partner has a master's degree in curriculum building.
Oh, my God.
Why did I just get teary-eyed just now? I just got teary-eyed.
Oh
right now.
Do you know I have been asking for God to give me someone that can build art curriculums from K through 12?
We got K through 12 capability in every state in the United States.
That is what I am talking about. Yes.
Y'all about
okay.
to make me cry
yes.
for real, for real.
Yes.
Like
thank
I'm
you.
Serious
thank
right now.
You. And I was, that was the one component that I was like, man, how am I going to find these teachers? How am I going to get this curriculum? Oh, this is wonderful. Thank you. We got to hook up.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we definitely need
to hook
up. Definitely. Yeah, because this is, I mean, we are new as well. We're 4 years old now, and we do have a handful of students, but we don't have a wide curriculum yet. But we have capabilities of doing thousands of students.
Perfect. Okay. That's what I need. That is exactly what I need. Because when I present this to the Department of Education, I want to make sure that everything is laid out so all they can do is say is yes.
Yeah, I definitely need the conference call. I need to get my business partner on the line and we can all work together. Because definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, our company is Bodie Learning Academy.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Love it. Thank you.
Hey, Lisa, do you mind posting the information for that on the event page as well when you get a chance?
Okay, definitely.
For your company? Thank you.
Yes. Yeah, we have a website. I'll post it on the event page.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you.
If I can just say that this is exactly why we do what we're doing right now. This is what we want. We want people to get something from this outside. And it's what we do. We walk around as poets, and there's so much more to us than poetry. And I'm just so I literally was just crying just now. I don't know if I'm, like, super sensitive for some reason over here or whatever, but I am wiping tears because this means a lot to me that you all were able to make this connection. So I know how important this is, and I look forward to seeing the manifestation of it and knowing that you can partner because, you know, Lisa's on her game. She on her grind, too. She be doing the most. She got a whole radio station, too, but, you know. Which could advertise.
Yeah, I'm
such a
right,
thing.
I'm going on. Yes, come the new year, I will be the afternoon drive voice you will hear on WBOBradio.live.
Mm-mm.
All right, congrats, all right. Congratulations.
Yeah, so, yeah, I got a few things going on myself, but, yeah, definitely Bodhi and your academy will, I think we could link up, and we're all Black-owned businesses.
I love it. Love it.
Mm.
Yes.
All right. Well, Miss Lisa, I know you got something.
In my Cuba Gooden Jr. voice from Jerry Maguire, you're not going to do it. You're not going to make me cry. You're not going to do it.
I cried already.
Not going to do it.
I'm a punk. I'm out of touch here, though.
That's all right.
It's all right. It said thug tears.
It is all right.
It is, absolutely.
Miss Lisa, I know you brought something for us this evening. Something dope. I never know what to expect from you because you got a little something to everything. So we will.
I'm
going to
go back into the drip tonight.
Oh, all right. Be the first to drip on the mic. We will start
right,
back
here
and we let you do what it is that you do. The mic is yours.
All right. I love it when he says my name. The sound of my name in his masculine tone reverberates in my soul. My body quickens when his dulcet tones speak my name in his hushed voice, making me quiver with excitement. And I love it when he leans into me, putting his perfectly formed lips next to my ear, telling me all the things he intends to do to me, the way he wants to mold my body into his, making every nook match his crannies so that the flickering candlelight casts one shadow on the wall. As we do the dance of sensual pleasures, seeking to reach titillations yet unknown, till satisfaction reaches overflow and our streams become flood tides of ecstasy. And I love it when he rests in me, allowing himself to melt into me, my legs wrapped around his, as our breathing synchronizes our heartbeats into one rhythm. And I love it when he stays inside me, lets my cave shelter his manhood and caress him in pulsating waves that eventually awakens the beast within him so that we can begin again this dance, this time in banshee cries with savage appetites, slapping my ass as he asks whose it is and makes me cry out for more, driving me like a wild Mustang, and he, my expert rider, till he brings me into submission. And lastly, I love it when he cares for me, caressing my whole body as I tremble in satiated joy, because he knows I get cold when I'm thoroughly satisfied. And just before I drift off to contented rest, I absolutely love it when he kisses my face and once again says my name just before he tells me that he loves me too. This is Lips, and you've been serviced.
I'm
digging the new clothes.
Right.
Thank you.
It was
I wasn't ready.
It, it, It was the I love it when he stays inside of me. Oof.
Mm. Just hold it there. Like, listen.
Just hold
it there.
It there.
Oh, wait,
it.
I'm sorry. Where do we go?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's that. That's that.
Oh, my God.
That's that drip. That's that drip drip.
Right?
That is that drip.
Yes, it is.
Thank you, Ms. Thank you so much, Ms. Lisa. We always love hearing you, but I wasn't ready for that. I will be honest with you. I wasn't ready. And I dug that background, that backdrop music. Yeah, that was dope. But I know that you was a DJ in another lifetime, so, or in a new lifetime, too. You're bringing it back.
Right.
So.
Mm-hmm.
So,
also,
yeah,
Rain, I got you a new client as well.
You got what?
I'm sending you a new client as well. My girlfriend owns a business. It's called Avalon Consulting. She does grant writing, and she wants T-shirts for her business. So I sent her your website, so look for her. Her name is Deborah Stewart.
Why I don't have that business? Why I don't have her either? Did you not hear me say that I'm trying to get these grants written?
I heard you, and we'll talk about that, too.
Hey, listen to this.
All right. Absolutely.
Lord, it's all coming together right now.
Right.
I love it.
We've been friends forever, but I helped her build her platform when she started out 5 years ago, and now she's a six-figure company.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate you for referring me. That is, and I can relate to what Poetic was saying. Word of mouth is really... You know, I don't even do a whole lot of pushing anything, and these people have been keeping me busy, so busy. So I'm grateful for that, and I appreciate you, Queen. And you over there rocking it, looking, making it look good, too.
So I'm enjoying it, man. I love y'all.
I love you, too.
Love you, too.
Would you like for me to keep your mic open, or would you like it closed or muted?
Yeah, you can keep me open.
Okay. All right. So before I go on, thank you so much. One love, one mic. We appreciate you.
One love, one mic.
Before I go on to the next caller, I would like to give our special In the Spotlight guest this evening the opportunity to share some poetry if you have some. I know that is not the focus for you tonight, but I know you always have something locked and loaded. So, sir, did you have anything, Mr. Poetic? Okay, well...
I have a new piece that I can share.
Good. Well, we will step back and let you do what it is that you do.
Thank you. Thank you so much. This piece is called Simply You. Any other day I would wonder why you don't smile. But today has truly been a while since I've seen royalty look so good. If I may say something and not come off rude, I've admonished the way you move. Every moment of your patterns I've studied just to prove. I'm the one ready to give you my name and a crown, but only if you're down. And willing to let those men that hurt you and scarred you go. I'm here in the flesh, and so I'm patiently waiting to make your soul believe that I'm more than just your mate, and I know your love wants to no longer grieve. Before you assume that I want to use you for your physical, I'm here for your mental. That I'm praying to God I get the honor of stimulating. I don't want you to be insinuating that I'm just like him. The one who hurt you so bad, your beacon of light went dim. I just want to enjoy you and all your essence. I want to bask in your presence. I'm asking for just some of your time, so eventually I can spend eternity with you in our time, as we create the kind of memories that will surpass that of Adam and Eve. We will procreate something so amazing while others are stargazing. And me, I just want to behold the most beautiful creation God ever made, you, woman. So please, don't let this opportunity fade. I'm knocking on your heart's door, begging for more. Of you, simply you, and that's that piece.
So, I have a question.
Sure.
I could be remembering incorrectly, but I believe during conversation on another show, you shared that you only write poetry that's personal to you.
Yes. Yes.
So did I hear you say in this particular piece that you wanted somebody to wear your name, to have your name?
I did. I did.
That's beautiful. It was a beautiful piece. Yeah, I'm not even going to pry any more than that. I just wanted to highlight that real quick.
Oh, no. You can pry. I mean, deep down, you know, I have been married twice. I've asked two women to have my name, so you can take that.
That is true. So. Okay. All right. But that was beautiful. That was absolutely beautiful. John, I know you were saying something. Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I was just saying you are super observant to pull in what you remember from a different show. I think I may have missed that comment about the connection. Interesting question as well. Interesting answer. Lovely piece, as always.
I appreciate you. Absolutely.
And I'm always grateful to have some new ink over here. Absolutely. And now you know what brought him here. He's the station manager of Epiphany Radio. And for those that are listening in online, you have approximately 9 minutes and a few seconds to call in if you would like to join in the conversation, 319-527-6300. Press 1 to get in queue, join the conversation. If not, you will be cut off with the quickness. She has no mercy, none at all. So we do appreciate you listening in. We thank you for joining us, Raw with Rain, in the spotlight with our special guest, Poetic, a.k.a. Van Meadows, the Epiphany Radio's own station manager. And he just shared a beautiful piece, and I want to know more details, but I'm not going to pry. So, next up on the mic, we have 484-324. Who do we have on the mic?
Hello. We have, I'm sorry, I'm at work. This always happens to me every time I'm on a call. I'm sorry, this is Blaze.
Hi, Blaze. Are you prepared
Blaze
to share?
Yes, I'm prepared to share.
Okay.
So, I'm sorry. Hi to everybody on the show. I always get interrupted when I get ready to speak, and I forget every time to everybody that are hosting.
No problem. No problem at all. We just appreciate you calling in to support.
Absolutely.
And we know you're at work, so we will back up and allow you to do what it is that you do so that you hopefully can get it done without being interrupted. We're here. So the mic is yours.
Right. Can you please circle this? Reason we're hurt and stressed, flirting with curse of death, why it seems we're working with blood squirting it first from flesh is only because we're rehearsing lesson. I'm talking less study and less application of the word he blessed us to live by greatness. The mistake is we're ignoring our purposes. It makes us the purposeless, and why these murderous circuses on this earth is sick, the dirt and it's immersed in its murkiness is at first merciless. But even in me believing my unworthiness, God still put his work in this. We're playing church in this. Mm-hmm. Cursed and whip following the bottle, then hollering the urgent sex, wallowed in dirtiness, swallowing Percocets to not be a nervous wreck, but still fight nervousness. Numb to the pain, dumb to the game, running through flames, shunning his name, dumping profane language into our streets. And for hours we retreat when we see our children taking showers and pee hourly, then repeat the cycle because we're too cowardly to seek God and praise his name on high. Too immune to this safe haven place, his saving grace, our heads in a vacant space, trying to get high, trying to get drunk, puffing that skunk, trying to show the world you're thorough, got plenty of girls, far from a punk. Driving around in that whip, you beat yourself to death, and I'm guessing, stressing, don't believe me? Checking the trunk, showing pure ignorance to the innocent, disregarding God's eminence, it's evident that you're being led by demonic hosts, blind and, quote, unaware that you're about to be choked by a half-human, half-sabbatical goat, wings of a pterodactyl that floats through the skies with fluent lies, pursuing guys, making them believe they have the organs of females, those of males, whole time you're missing the simplified, simple eyes that symbolize servants. Where we first went wrong, we failed. God tried to save us from ourselves, and we just keep listening to seashells. What's our purpose? Do we just stand on corners bent, looking like hood ornaments, dabbling in fornications? Porn is taking us to places where the enemy's trying to kill your soul. That's why we got to fill that hole with every word that our Creator was sent to unfold from the greatest story never told. When the weather's cold, nobody looks for the heat. But when summer breaks, black men meet the defeat by other blacks. Facts. Plus, killed by police, deceased, they're claiming we're needing this rest, whether they're feeding their flesh. Just Jesus has wept because we're just occupying space. Breathing to death.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
Bro.
That closing line, though.
Yeah.
Wow. That was powerful.
That's definitely a definition.
I feel like that took a lot out of you, too.
Spit the fire.
It did. Yeah.
Spit fire, bro. Spit fire.
Wow.
I want to ask, a few things I want to say real quick. I'm just getting back to being able to eat correctly, to drink correctly, to talk without slurred language because 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, I ended up with Bell's palsy, which ruined the left side of my face. Stressing about my daughter and her diagnosis and not doing right with the medicines she's supposed to be taking and so many other things that have stressed me out so bad. She's dragged my granddaughter in all this nonsense, and I believe a demon has gotten a hold of my daughter and is terrorizing the whole inner frame of who she is. So I'm just so happy to be able to say this piece and for me to have said it the way I said it without tripping over words. And this is like God to me. This is remarkable to me to be able to get back. Because I didn't think I was going to even be able to get back into poetry because Satan had my mind everywhere. And so
we're so grateful that you could and come through and get through this. And it was powerfully delivered. It was a powerful piece. Mm-hmm. And we thank you so much for that. And we're grateful for your healing.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much for coming through this chair, Blaze. Continued healing to you and your family.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Thank
hey,
you,
man,
brother.
Yeah, we need to get on the business thing as well because through the times that I had wasn't able to focus, God, through so many business mind things at me, and I didn't even know where to start with this. But, and I wasn't going to call in tonight, but just to call in and this be the topic, yeah, we got to talk.
Yes, sir. You got my number. You know how to get me. Just let me know when you're ready.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me on the show, guys.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you. One love, one mic.
One love.
All right. So before we go to our next caller, I want to make an announcement real quick. So for those of you that are connected to my sister on Facebook, may have seen a shift in her cover photo today. Well, she has her first. I am so freaking proud of you, sis. Her first poetry poem spoken spoken, I'm sorry, the lady, the Blog Talk lady all in my ears, spoken word piece released. And it was produced by Ajay Sterling, the super producer out of Baltimore. And when I tell you, this piece is so dope. So, sis, I would ask that you would please post the link in on the event page. And for those of you, you get a sneak peek of it. You're not going to get to hear the whole thing. If you want to hear the whole thing, you got to download it.
Yeah.
So, by all means, please, please, congratulations to you on your very first release. I'm so excited. And it's so dope. It's a powerful, powerful piece. So needed right now. And I don't want to put you on the spot to talk about it. But maybe I could let the piece, I'll let the piece do the talking for you. I just wanted to, I would be remiss if I did not shout you out for that this evening. And if you are listening to the sound of my voice, you are officially in overtime. If you didn't get cut off, congratulations. Karen let you stay. Stay for the party. So I urge everyone that's listening, please go on the event page, go on her cover photo, get the link, listen to the preview, download, support our sister. It is so freaking dope. That's all I can say. Dope. Congratulations, sis.
Nice.
With your little humble self.
Sorry, I put the phone down for a second.
Congrats.
I missed the very last part, but thank you. I appreciate you so much. And I am posting the link right now.
Good stuff.
With that being said, I might have to pause our next caller for a quick second, only because I feel like our next person may be available to speak now, and this would be the perfect time to do so. So I'm going to open the mic again and see if he is with us. 410-350, your mic is open. Who do we have on the mic?
Hello?
Good evening.
Hey, what's going on? This is IJ Sterling. I'm trying to tell you something right now.
Bro, what's up, bro?
Through the whole thing, I've been listening from the jump, and I'm like, okay.
Yes.
Man, let me tell y'all something, man. Y'all getting it done. I got to say it twice. Done. And I'm just like, okay. So I've been sitting here just listening to the whole thing. And I'm just sitting here going through everything, and I was listening to the dude that was talking about his daughter. Van, whenever you get a chance, I mean, if it's okay with you, I would love to be a part of that situation.
Yes, sir, bro.
I would love to be a part of that situation because I got a couple things about a couple things to make sure everything is not a couple things.
I got you, bro.
I appreciate you.
Now,
I mean,
we sit there and talk about everything else. I'm loving everything that's going on. See, the thing is, even in the beginning, Van, when you were talking about everything that was going on and the things you were doing and everything, I'm sitting here like, I don't think people really understand the whole tax aspect and all of the stuff that's going on, because 98% of people that get money don't realize the money that they're missing. It is very important that you have somebody outside of you.
Yes, sir. Make
sure that you get what you need to get, because most people think, oh, I can do it myself, or I can get somebody else. Weird thing is this, let me tell you the flaw. You can do it yourself, and you're going to wind up missing out on what you're supposed to have. You can get somebody else. They're being paid in order for you to do what you need to do. When it comes to a dude like you, now, see, I fully understand who you are, now, and I know your character. So that being the case, you're going to go beyond the call of duty to make sure that everybody gets what they get. So you'll sit there and do everything that everybody else is doing, and then you put the Van inside of it, and it becomes an entirely different aspect. That's one thing I love about you, and that's one thing I honor about you, because you're going to give them exactly who they are and not exactly what people want to do. So that is important. When you have somebody to be your accountant or anything you need to do, They can't love what you do. They have to go beyond what you do in order to get you what you deserve versus getting you what's comfortable to have.
Yes, sir. Thank you, brother.
And
I
that
love
is
you, man.
Very important. That's what I love about you, bro, and you've never changed. I've known this dude forever, and he's never changed. Never.
Absolutely.
There's no price to silver. You can pay this dude to be different. He's been him forever. And that's
my
what I love about him.
And for those of you that...
Oh, my gosh, they're going in. And the thing is, now, mind you, I do music. I've been in the music industry forever. I've worked at Universal Records for 13 years. I've been a part of Sony Records for 10. I've run mass media marketing, sales, and advertising departments and all of those things. And I'm going to tell you one thing that I've noticed. When you look at all of these things that I've done with my history and my acclimate that I've received, every artist that was a poet always sold the most records, period. And that is a natural aspect. Google it for yourself.
Okay.
It is
okay,
a fact. When you are a poet, you are a better writer. You know the detail of what it is that you're saying. Poets
right.
win. Period. They win.
Yes, sir.
Period. So I don't
yes, sir.
I don't think nobody should be a writer without being a poet. It's just real. That's it.
Agreed.
If you look at any acclimate of anything that's happened, anybody has a foundation of a poet, it always works. Don't ask me, ask Pac.
Yes, sir.
Ajay, so
why
listen,
did Pac sell more records than any hip-hop artist in the world? He was a poet.
Indeed.
Ajay.
Ajay. This is Rain. How you doing, sir?
What up, Rain? What's going on, girl?
What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, girl?
What's happening? So listen, for all the callers that don't know, haven't figured it out by now, this is Ajay, the super producer. Sterling, the one I was just talking about, that produced our sister's, our beautiful, essentially Janice's new single, speaking of how poets are successful. I've had the opportunity to hear it, and it's so dope, sir. But since I have you on the line, would you mind sharing? I might be putting you on the spot, and if you can say no if you want to, but would you mind sharing a little bit about We Are Anarchy?
The funny thing is the company is called Anarchy Search. And people hear the name and they say, okay, that's what's up. But they don't really understand what that means. See, the thing is, when you say anarchy, anarchy by default means no government. Think for yourself. That is what anarchy means. When you're looking at cirque, it's French for circle. So when you're looking at anarchy cirque as a whole, it's a group of people who think for themselves and everybody around them feel the same way. And that's all it is. I think that politically people need to be in an aspect of thinking for themselves. And I'll be honest with you. If I feel at anything, let me feel because I made a decision, not because I was stuck under somebody else's. I would rather feel because it was my idea, and I would rather win because it's my idea. I don't like the aspect of people stopping the gift that people have in order to get things done. When I was sitting there talking to Zionese, she sat there and she wanted to pay the marketing company to get everything together. Oh, Zionese is going to be 100% fine because she went through the acclimate of understanding to get it done. So that being the case, she's going to be fine. When I sit there and I look at people, everybody dies by lack of knowledge. They have no idea of what it is when it comes to the knowledge aspect. So let's say, for example, if you have a car, the only reason why that you pay for somebody to fix your car is because you don't have the knowledge to fix it. So people say, well, you know, I'm getting my car fixed. Actually, you're paying somebody for the lack of knowledge of what you don't know. So if you had the knowledge aspect, you can pay for it for yourself. but people are way too acclimated and dealing with liabilities. So you have a liability, and then you actually have an upgrade or, quote-unquote, a blessing. So it's like the more you know, you'll be blessed. The less you know, it's going to be a liability, and you're going to wind up paying for things that you don't need to pay for. That right there is a problem. So when you look at people that say, I don't have a lot of money, if you look over their life, they have a lot of obligations. A lot of obligations, quote-unquote, a lot of liabilities, quote-unquote, a lot of lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
So Everybody pays for a lack of knowledge. The more you know, The less you pay. The less you know, the more you pay. That is just how it goes. So even if it becomes the poetry, life, or any of these things, you have to have the understanding of knowing what a liability is. Because things that don't pay you back, it's a liability. So people who are broke have too many liabilities, too many things that don't pay you back. So you have to make sure that you're in that understanding. So when it comes down to poetry and all the things that you guys are doing, perfect. It's absolutely perfect, because I'm going to tell you what it is that it does. It actually heals pain. It puts people in position. So people will say, well, I have this poetry piece and I want to do this and everything is great. You should definitely do it, because the acclimate is. The acclimate is making sure that people actually have pain to try to think through their problems, because it becomes more painless because of what
absolutely.
It is that you do. You guys naturally,
absolutely.
By default, are healers.
Yes.
You are healers.
Absolutely.
You are healers. You look at people and it's like, you know what? I understand, sis. I understand, bro. I know what you're talking about, because I'll be honest with you. People don't need support. They need relation. I need you to relate to me. I need you to relate. And when people can relate, think about it. If you go through a problem and you talk to somebody about it, you don't talk to anybody that has an answer. You talk to a person that can relate so that you can feel easy about it, so you have the space and the opportunity to think through it. What you are doing is required. It is required.
And this is why we have you. This is
a requirement.
This is why we have you. And that's powerful. Powerful point that you made, and that's why we have you and Van for to do those things that we don't know how to do. So, like, listen, anybody that's listening, reach out to we have them on the line. You've heard Anarchy Cirque. Look them up.
Yeah.
Poets
yeah.
listening, y'all listening. If you want to have dope pieces like Zanice, listen. If you haven't downloaded it yet, why haven't you downloaded it yet? You've had about 5-10 minutes. Why didn't you download it yet? Go get that downloaded. Sir, RJ, we so appreciate you coming through and spitting all that knowledge.
Man, I appreciate you, brother. So good to hear
y'all
from you, man.
Y'all good people. I'm telling you, y'all are good people, man. I know a lot. Y'all are good people, and I'm an excellent judge of character. Yeah. Y'all are awesome. Stay continuous.
We appreciate you. Absolutely.
We're going to connect soon,
well,
bro.
Sir. I could sit and listen to you all night. I just have like a gang of callers here that I know are ready to spit on the mic. So, but hopefully they've heard you, and when they're ready to do what they do, they'll reach out to you, and we can make this happen.
Hey,
we appreciate
I'm already
you
down
coming
for
through.
Whatever it takes. I'm wide open, whatever it takes. But I want y'all to continue doing what you're doing, because I'm a listener. I'm sitting back with a cup of coffee. I'm sitting here with my coffee. I'm feeling kind of good. So I'm sitting here and I'm playing y'all real loud right now.
That's what's up, bro.
I bet. Oh, we appreciate you. It's been a pleasure having you on the show. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Thank
you
all so
one
much.
Love.
I appreciate you all.
Appreciate
love.
You, bro.
One love, one mind.
Appreciate you, my family. One love, y'all.
And you know I'm a fan. So one love, Mike Mike.
Thank you, love.
All right. For those of you that are coming in, well, I guess you didn't come in. You heard all of that. That was RJ, the super producer, Sterling. actually classmates, right? Classmates of both of the both of you. So,
absolutely. Yep.
Dropping nothing but knowledge and wisdom on us here, and we appreciate him coming through. Next up on the mic, we have none other than Epiphany's own host of all the shows. All of them. Like all of them.
All of them.
How are you? Hey, Mojave. What's up?
What's up, Hav? All the shows? But you know what?
I mean,
no one shows support to me tomorrow. The Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, whatever show. The annual holiday show where we just going to give Bob the holidays, what we're going to celebrate. We're going to play all the greatest songs. We're going to do all the good stuff. We're going to have some fun. We're taking drinks. We're talking about Christmas gifts. We're talking about Kwanzaa gifts. We're talking about whatever gifts you want to talk about. We're going to talk about, you know, the celebration of New Year. It's going to be good stuff. So make sure.
Are you going to be talking about re-gifting? Are you going to be talking about re-gifting?
Yeah, definitely got to talk about re-gifting. Oh, this is some crazy bad things about re-gifting.
I got some thoughts about that one.
some people wear it and then we gift it. I'm like, yo, didn't you just wear this?
I'm okay with re-gifts. I'm okay with re-gifts because sometimes you get something that's not of value to you, but it could be of value to somebody else. But not after you used it. If you give me something that is of value to me, I find that to be a gift. It's still a gift because the thought was you were like, well, this doesn't serve me well, but it could serve you well. So I'm going to gift it to you. It's the thought that counts, right? That's gifting the thought. But if you don't wore it.
But if you wore something, don't give them to me.
Yeah, don't
give
them
to me. I'm trying to figure out right now. Somebody got me for my polo socks. I don't know who did it. I'm going to figure it out. But I noticed that both hands is missing my polo socks. My favorite polo socks. Somebody got me.
I don't know.
So that wasn't a gift, but I'm going to figure it out. I just figured that out today. I was like, yo, my socks is missing. It's crazy. Anyway, yes.
Anyway, so what did you bring for us tonight, Hav?
Well, I'm just going to do something really small and then go.
We don't do small here, but go ahead. I'm going to let you do.
Okay,
I know you always
on
triple.
Something short.
Okay, there you go. The mic is yours. We'll let you wet the mic or do whatever it is you're going to do. Drip, drip.
I'm not even wetting the mic. I'm not even doing that. I'm not.
Oh, okay. Well, Lisa, that's good because Lisa left it wet enough for all of us. So
yeah,
the mic is yours.
I slid across the floor when she was spitting. She
was doing
business.
The most.
Risky business.
Y'all know how I do. Don't play.
Listen.
That's what I'm saying.
All right, Hav. The mic is.
Okay. All right. Let's try this out. All right. I'm doing this.
Okay.
Don't be mad at me. I'm going to try this out. All right. Ready? Wait. Oh, no. I messed up. Sorry. Hold on.
Why am I not surprised?
Okay.
This is all part of a Mojave piece. We got to wait for you to get to the. Okay.
All right. Hold on. All right. All right.
Eyes of you here by me, baby, you make my life see. I want you in my life for a time. Caught up in the rapture.
I have a need to kiss you. Let my desire consume you. Kiss you like you are the reason why my heart beats. Kiss you to the deepest parts of the ocean so that my mouth speaks soul to bring forth life and it fulfills you. Empty the wells within me. Make you remember the moments full of potential and promise that you remember how to give. How you let yourself become water and raise to whatever level needed to fill, quench, or cover this. Is the essence of lovers and how we came to be. How we came to be in the kiss. traveling the plane of our senses, interdimensional, inter-expressional, your kiss touches chakras and kundalini flame. It would not be the same if we did not touch at the lips and understand true bliss. Poem.
Oh.
Did I hear
first of all, that
sing
was,
it? Sing
yeah,
it?
Yeah, he was singing. And he was
yeah,
doing it, too.
I'm
go
so
ahead, Holland. Yeah, like, okay.
That's what's up, bro.
All right. He got all the warm and fuzzies and stuff.
Right.
I feel like I should be shifting the title over to this show right now off of that piece is Color Me Mused, because you are mused, sir. That was absolutely, absolutely dope and beautiful. Thank you. And you should sing more often.
Happy with singing.
It's experimental.
Yeah.
Yes.
He was singing.
Tell him to run it back for you on the back channel, Lisa. You got to hear that. He was singing. I don't know where he went, though. He got real
I
quiet.
I heard it. Happy.
No.
Yay.
Every time I think I'm gonna stop falling in love with you, you do something else.
Oh,
yeah, I was cool off guard with that. That was dope. I loved
wow.
it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was
beautiful.
Beautiful. I loved it.
Thank you, Hav.
Absolutely.
And you kind of already told the callers what you have going on. So, did you want to say anything more about tomorrow night, or just everybody come out, Epiphany Radio?
Everybody come through. We're gonna talk Christmas, and we're gonna play the coolest Christmas songs ever. So be ready. Come through, rock out, sing a song, celebrate. Lift the glass, we're doing shots. It's gonna be fun.
That I'm not drinking right now. I'm detoxing, but I can come through and listen. Listen while I work. All right.
All right.
So, well, thank you so much for coming through. We appreciate you.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I know you're on triple duty.
Congratulations on the success, huh?
Go ahead.
Thank you, my friend.
Give your flowers.
I'm just saying, congratulations. You know how I feel. That's a very good.
Okay.
That's
I know. I know he is. That's why he's the guest. So.
Green Eye Bandit, Mr. Pie Maker, Needle.
Save you, bro. Appreciate you, bro.
I know you're on triple duty, so I'm assuming you want me to mute your mic.
Yeah, mute my mic, please.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming through, Hav. That was Mojave. One love, one mic. Mojave, he does all the shows, all of them. All right, next up on the mic, we have a sir. I can't even introduce him like Van does, but we were just going to say a Sir Lawrence. Good evening, sir. How are you?
Greetings, Rain. How are you?
Sir Lawrence, my brother.
I am well, love.
Indeed.
Hey,
Van Meadows, I didn't even realize this was going on, honestly, because I'm usually my schedule's been kind of whacked lately, but I'm sorry. Hello, Shanice and Miss Lips. Hello to you as well. But yeah, I got excited, man. This is great. You are definitely. I didn't catch the beginning of the show, but what I've been able to understand here, you have many layers like an onion, sir.
Yes, sir. That is correct. I don't believe that we were designed to just be one thing. I choose to be many things for the greater good of society, humanity, and to show my kids that you can do anything you want to do. You don't have to have a label.
I hear you now. It's strong. And, you know, it's interesting, too, because I remember in the beginning, because I had stepped away from, my pen basically had disappeared. I couldn't figure out where I laid the pen down. I hadn't written anything in a while. Then I found these formats, you know, Blog Talk and so forth. And I still remember we bonded right away. Like we've been knowing each other for life, and that's been kind of serious as well.
Nice.
Well, we appreciate you coming through, sir. Lawrence, what do you have? What do you have for us this evening?
Well, I got a short piece, and I wanted to give Van a plug and ask him a question, and then I do my piece. If that's okay.
Okay, absolutely.
Okay, well, the plug is he said that I should go by Sir, and just FYI, then my next book coming out is that's gonna be the title of the book, Sir.
My man, that's what I'm talking about, bro. I love it, man. I can't wait. I can't wait.
Yeah. So I'll keep you posted. And
please do.
The question I have is, you know, everyone started with the milk, and then when they got weaned off, but some of us was able to transition from the milk to butter. And I was just wondering, how long you been this moving cool?
my man. Wow.
Like butter.
Ironically, man, I've been doing financial consulting and tax prep since 1995. So not only do I come with knowledge, I come with the experience. You can't beat experience. There's nothing wrong with having the know-how, but if you haven't gone through the fire, if you haven't have made some mistakes, if you haven't have seen what the world is going to throw at you, your knowledge is nothing without the experience. All you can do is tell somebody how to get it done. But when it comes to you standing in a gap to get it done, that's how moving cool. I be moving cool. But I appreciate you, brother. Yeah, I've been doing this for a long time, man. And I'm passionate about numbers. I'm so passionate about numbers that I equate everything to numbers. Some of you may hear me say, talk numbers off the top of my head just because I'm passionate about numbers. But I'm also passionate about making sure that people are not being abused by a system that they can't control.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. But listen, that's cool with a K, okay?
Thank you, bro.
We appreciate you, both of you, for your question and for that answer. It's an excellent question, Sir Lawrence. We have a lot of people left on the line, so I'm not trying to rush you or anyone after you, but if you wouldn't mind sharing your piece. All right, the mic is yours.
What is time? Man's way of measurement. Keeping with the natural order. The journey before wondering. Age instead of wisdom. Passage towards the distance. Parallels causing slow motion, but still not a substance. Sound before we heard it. Thoughts thought about while thinking. Space in the book before we turn the page. Sir Lawrence.
Oh, yeah, that was, yeah, I love that.
Oh, yeah, bro. Oh, yeah.
That was so.
Nothing like a Sir Lawrence piece, man, to get your mind
nothing
thinking,
like it.
Going. Nothing like it, bro.
Thank you.
So appreciate you coming through. Sir Lawrence, would you like me to leave your mic open, or would you like it muted?
No, you can mute it because I'm working. I don't want to disrupt, but I will be listening in.
Thank you so much for coming through, supporting, and sharing that powerful piece. Thank you so much, sir. One love.
Thank you for the pleasure. One love.
Absolutely. All right.
All right, please, going forward, just so you all know, I don't want to cut anyone short, but we are running short on time, so I would love if you all could just flow with me. Let's go. Next up on the mic, we have 215-882. Who do we have on the mic?
It's me again. You never unmuted me when I call back. I'll just been enjoying the show.
Oh, sorry. Okay. I'll leave you. My bad. All right. Next up on the mic, we have Kimbrella, the Hurricane. What's up, sis?
Hey, what's going on? Peace. How are y'all?
Doing good. How you
good,
doing?
Good, Queen.
How are you?
I'm good. you have to forgive me. I didn't catch all of the show, but I caught enough to understand that someone by the name of Van Meadows is pretty multifaceted over here.
Yes,
ma'am.
I encourage you, if you go back, he was the first part of the show, the first segment of the show. So I encourage you, Queen, definitely you'll probably want to go back and listen because he does the most, when I tell you. But he's giving away some things tonight to everybody that gets on the mic too. So he's got some pretty valuable gifts to give away.
Indeed. Well, peace to you, Queen. Peace, Janice, and congratulations. I understand you just released a new spoken word track, so I'm looking forward to hearing that. So big ups to you. Congrats to you on that. You're welcome. But then I wanted to know more about the Spitfire Foundation for children, a non-profit. Can you tell me a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. It's basically using the platform of arts to put arts back into the public school system. It's in three phases. That's phase one. We'll be hiring our own teachers, having an after-school program. The main focus of the organization is to help keep our kids off the streets and give them back their voices, because no one likes to have their voice silenced.
Absolutely. That's awesome. I would love to connect with you on that because I'm in San Antonio, and the arts, you have some places where, poetry is well celebrated, but not so much in San Antonio, and I've been trying to figure out a way to do it. Like, I've actually gone into my daughter's school when she was in elementary school and was able to recite some poetry and give them some history behind it, and I could see the kids' eyes light up. So I'm like, there's a need for this here. I just didn't know kind of what my next step would be, so I would love to hear, like, what your steps were in getting to that space.
Absolutely. I'd be happy to share with you. You can hit me back channel. We can talk about it because I do know that one of the fundraising events that I will do, I will have one for adults and one for kids where they will be invited to come and perform, go to some cities and just for fundraising events where they can come and perform kind of like a black tie affair, suit and gowns and that kind of thing, to introduce the organization, but also to have a good time and allow the performers to perform. So I would need a lot of you all in the poetry community to do that because I want to come to your city to do those.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, I'll definitely catch up with you later and just kind of get more into that. That's awesome. So big ups to what you're doing. I heard some of what Lisa Lips is doing, Rain, I see what you're doing out there. This is the moment for a lot of people to sprout out their gifts, myself included. So I really appreciate, being able to collab, like, on a platform like this and hear those kind of things be exchanged.
Absolutely, Queen. That's our purpose here. So we absolutely appreciate you coming through. I know, it's futile to even get an umbrella ready for you, but I know you brought something for us.
I'm ready to buckle up.
Y'all just hold on to whatever's closest to you, so you don't get blown away by her.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Man, y'all be putting the pressure on the sister.
Listen, you earned this pressure, so listen, the mic is yours whenever you're ready, but you earned all it is.
All right. I got some. Come closer. There's something I need you to hear. My flesh will remain silent because I don't want a single curve to distract you from the verb as I put action to it. See, this is the kind of still that kills all the noise, the kind of poise that holds you in place. This ain't no basic shit. And it simply cannot be replaced. I can tell that you understand because it's written all over your face. This is not arrogance nor clairvoyance, but it's buoyant in the flood, priceless in the rain. But are you seated or throned? And I won't condone your distance from the answer. Come closer. Put this in the ears that never go deaf, the eyes that never go blind, and the hands that never go numb, where they combine and refine to this sum. Come closer. Coincidence can't get with this. Temporary is unprepared with a fix. See, this posture is repellent to imposters. Unique like a snowflake's fingerprint. Combination on lock until you feel it. Fingertips. See, it's our turn. Can't you hear that click? Because I'm open. And that's what I want you to hear, need you to hear. But I won't yell or beg or scream or blend in with the common noise, for that would deem you out of my reach and me in a seat beneath barren soil where none of your fruits can grow. Come closer, where it's fertile, where it's sound, where it's yours, without question or doubt. Flesh ain't never been able to mess with this depth. You can't taste the truth through sweat. It's just not close enough to connect. Come closer and hear understanding in the highest form as it beats in a dormant for you. For you are undeniably my love horn. Now watch me blow. Come closer, 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 and peace.
Yeah.
Thanks.
I wasn't ready. Yo, I was not ready. I wasn't ready.
This was fire. Hurricane breeze on through, and I'm glad I was holding on.
Did you say you can't taste the truth through the sweat? Through sweat is...
Listen, because I need to let people know I love sex. We all do. We all grown here. You know, we all love sex. So listen, it's something deeper. You know, mind controls the body. So if you can get into the mind
Absolutely.
And get that going, you can turn that
Talk
physical
about it
into
again.
something
mm-hmm.
unimaginable. Mm-hmm. So that's why I say mm-hmm. to take, you know, you can't taste truth through sweat. Like, you can get the physical enjoyment, but that true shit?
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on
need to
now.
Deeper than the physical.
Yes. 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 I so appreciate you coming in here and blowing everything over and destroying my studio. I mean, we do have two more callers after you, but it's all good. It's all good. I think they're going to know how to maneuver through the rubble. But
thank you so much. They got it.
Queen, do you want to tell us what you have going on Epiphany Radio before you exit?
Of course. So, you know, every other Friday at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern, we have Renaissance Poetry. We just had a show, in fact, this past Friday. So it'll be, I guess that will be, what, the first? Yeah,
I think he said sometime in January. Yeah.
Yeah, sometime in January we will have it. It'll be on a Friday, so come through. All genres welcome. Do it how you do it. We say bring that best fit, which means the stuff that you feel confident about that puts your mark in the name of art. So come through, show your love. We vibe out on the event page. Keith Eric, a.k.a. the Renaissance Poet, is the host. I'm the event page hostess alongside with my sister Taraji. We get it popping over there. We have fun. We cut up and act out. So one love, one mic, y'all. And Van, congrats love on everything you're doing. And Johnny,
so
I'm going to be downloading that. Of course. I'm going to be downloading that link, Johnny, so I want to hear that.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank
you're
you.
You're welcome.
One love, one mic.
One love with Mike. That's a whole vibe over there on Renaissance Poetry.
Yes, yeah.
Renaissance Poetry is a whole vibe. The whole vibe over there. All right. Next up on the mic, we have Epiphany's own one half host of the Get Down. The other half of the other half of the other half. J. Rob, the wise son. Good evening, sir. What is going on?
Good evening. How's everyone tonight? Van Metal, salute, King.
Hey, hey.
To you too, brother.
I don't know. I feel like
my brother J. Rob,
like
the wise son.
I should bring my octave down a little bit because J. Rob's coming in here all smooth like summer.
Yeah.
Let me bring
yeah,
my octave down
that.
A little bit.
Go with that
nah,
oh, watch
this,
out.
This is what y'all been doing. I'm just in a New York state of mind. That's all.
All right, listen, we're here for all of that. And you know I'm here for a beloved.
I say. And as luck would have it, Van, I'm wearing my Spitfire T-shirt as we speak.
Hey,
my man.
Hey.
I wore it to work and folks was like, what's the Spitfire Foundation? I said, right now we're on a wait and see. Y'all need to wait so y'all can see.
You should take a picture of
You'll
it and post
understand.
It on the website, on the event page,
yeah.
J. Rob, since
yeah,
you done
yeah.
called it out. You should post a picture
Please
on
do,
the
bro.
On the event page.
No doubt, I could do that.
Okay, we appreciate you.
So what's good with y'all this evening?
I know. No, we're getting ready to close out the show here in a couple minutes and just highlighting our brother on all the things that he's got going on, and it's been a phenomenal show thus far, and
yes,
now we're ready for some J Rob, what you do, because you've been doing some things lately. I didn't see you do some things lately, so it looks like we have another hand up, so we got two more people after you to kind of squeeze in here. So, sir, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Let's do it. I walk over paved sidewalk cobblestones, and my Stacy Adams shoes sound like the Nichols Brothers tap dancing on wet stages as I'm wishing to hold your hand, yet and still I'm walking through these streets alone. You may not believe what I'm saying. I'm so sorry that I just can't seem to forget you. Hello? Oh. You may not believe
what
I'm saying.
Can you run that back,
J-Rob? Let's start from the
beginning. Would you mind running that back? Yeah.
All right. I walk over paved sidewalks that are cobblestones. My Stacy Adams shoes sound like the Nicholas Brothers tap dancing on wet stages as I'm wishing to hold your hand, yet I'm still walking these streets alone. You may not believe what I'm saying, and to that I'm so sorry. I just can't seem to forget you, since you're more than just my dream come true. Because when I'm with you, I feel like I'm really somebody special or important. And unfortunately for me, yours are the lips that I can't kiss anymore, the smile I can't see anymore, that won't light up many rooms anymore, filled with complicated personalities consisting of nothing more than empty voices that don't miss you as I do anymore. There was always something missing when I passed by our old spots, when I strolled past what used to be our favorite places, and strangely enough, I don't feel the joy. I can't be coy about these similar things that have others when they break up and the ones that still love you after years, and I ask, whatever happened to us? See, we just cast aside and we have become such a great divide that we begin to hide our feelings for each other just to pretend that we could create that magic again, but it's lost. And I can't stand to see you like this, and this is not what bliss is supposed to taste like, and I can't see what you're doing or how you're doing. And can you see what this has done to me? And universally look around, because it's something I just can't begin to live without. But what am I losing? Or am I missing? Am I missing something that never loved me back, never cared if I lived or died, or took away everything about her and surrendered her attention somewhere else to those that ain't close? Reminding me that not only colonizers are lactose, because those people are quick to tell us bad shit about black folks when conversations like guess who died of an overdose of bad weed, dust, and crack smoke. I mean, I walk these streets as an unfamiliar stranger, in danger, going crazy without you. So what do I do about you when all we ever want to know is I can't get over you? And these streets, shit. These streets are filled with people who just don't know this history, or maybe it's just me living in a history that's already past me, and I'm afraid that leaving you may be the best thing for me, because I can't hold your memory to me anymore, because all of a sudden the newness tumbles down around me, and all I'm left to say is, God damn it, baby. I almost wish you never left me, because look what's become of me. Because when I turn my back and I leave and I tear my heart just trying to understand what the hell this misery is, nothing about this feels the same. So my ride on the train, a stranger asked, what language are the tears that drop from your eyes? And I said, not that these are tears are the same. Because before she was colonized and gentrified, she was fried, died, and laid to the side like a cat daddy freestyle and sexy as fuck. I just really miss her. And she's stolen my heart, and we can never get her back. And her name was Harlem. And peace.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So listen, much as I want to ask you to really repeat like a gazillion of those lines, I'm just trying to listen to the playback, because there was so much packed in that piece. It was...
I
heard Zanny catch her breath.
Right,
she held her breath.
Listen. I heard it. My breath with him. Oh, I love it. I love listening
to
your pieces. Absolutely. I will be listening to the playback as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, bro.
You have to.
Just amazing. Just amazing, bro. You know what? I love when you bring your all for your state. I love when you do that, bro.
Absolutely.
You get into these modes, man, and you just want to make sure that the art of the city is not forgotten. And I so appreciate
that.
I so appreciate that, bro.
Absolutely.
Thank you, bro. That piece takes a lot
Rob.
Out of me.
Thank you so much for coming through.
Thank you for having me. Y'all have a great
so
night.
So appreciate you.
Thank you.
You as well. One love, one mic.
One love, one
all
love,
right.
Y'all.
So you can catch J-Rob on the Get Down on Thursday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Listen, I'm all messed up. I'm in Mountain Time, y'all, so forgive me. 9 p.m. Eastern Time with Poetic, a.k.a. Van Meadows. They are in the Soulcast, or not the Soulcast. See, I'm all twisted. The Get Down on Thursday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm going to get it together. So listen,
it's
I'm
right.
looking at, you know,
it's
y'all
right.
know, y'all know I get anxious, and I'm trying to have, so tonight, for those of y'all that don't know, and I'll say this really quick, this is our final show with Raw with Rain. Final scheduled show. Perhaps we'll be back. I'm seeing that the more that we do this particular segment of our show, that it may be needed. So the scheduled shows, I'm no longer able to commit to a regular schedule to do because of the very nature of what I do outside of this. And so, but perhaps we'll be back periodically if we can fit in, if we can get in where we can fit in. But I'll have to talk more with our CEO and the station manager on the back end. But it has been an absolute pleasure and honor to be a part of the Epiphany family, to share this space with our other co-hosts. It's been an honor to have my beautiful, quiet spoken secret weapon, Janice, with me. And all of the callers, all of our guests that we've had on, it's just been a blessing, and I'm just grateful. Sister, do you want to say anything before I bring in the next caller?
That's like one the same, appreciative of the opportunity and the space and the chance to grow. Like, that wouldn't have happened without a different type. So I appreciate all of you so much, and those who have called in and supported, thank you. We love you.
Absolutely. And y'all know that I was rusty. Look, I could just hand the mic over to Van and he'll tell you about all of it. And I feel like I'm just getting into a groove. But listen, it's all good. You know, we gotta go with the flow, right? So, and just real quick, I would be remiss if I didn't take a minute to just thank you, Van, for being our final guest. I know we had originally scheduled for you to come in January, but we're not on in January. So thank you for rearranging your schedule to be a part of our final show and to share all the amazing things that you have going on. And I'm so glad that this has resulted in a few connections for you that you may not have otherwise known.
Thank
you so
much.
And that's the whole purpose of this. And you're doing remarkable things.
I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And did you have anything that you wanted to say just in case we get cut off towards the end?
You know, for those of you that don't know me, I absolutely hate talking about myself. So to be able to talk about the businesses that I do is what I love. So I appreciate you all being here. I appreciate you all for making the connections. I appreciate you all for letting me know that you want to help. And, you know, my brother Ajay said this, something so profound. He was like, you could do it by yourself. I'm paraphrasing, but why would you want to? And I'm a person, as an accountant by nature, part of that is wanting to have control. But I'm learning that in order to be successful, you have to relinquish some of the control so that others can do the parts that, again, what he said is parts that I may not have any knowledge of. Now, mind you, I have knowledge in certain areas, but that just is not something that I practice, right? Doctors practice medicine, right? I'm not a doctor. I can tell you how to start your business. But when it comes to the inner workings of the business, yeah, I know how to do all of those parts, but I shouldn't have to if Rain is good at marketing and Janice is good at sales. Why do I have to do it? Right?
Absolutely.
Successful. You know, thank you. Successful businesses need other people. And, you know, so as I said before, I am looking for volunteers until we get the grant and the funding, and then I can be able to include salaries in the grants and the funding so that we can start making a difference. We can start changing the world as we see it. And part of my mission statement is one poet at a time. So I rely on you guys.
That. Absolutely. Well, thank you so much again for being here, and that's absolutely
thank you for having me.
Addition. Absolutely. All right, I'm going to go to our last two callers. We have about, I'm not even going to guess, we're just going to keep it flowing, so just keep in mind we're short on time. All right, next up on the mic we have Just Jay. Good evening, sir.
Hey, how you doing, Ray?
What's up, my brother? Just Jay is in the building.
Hey, bro, how you doing?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Hey, Just Jay.
Oh, Janice, I heard what you had sent me today. I listened to it 3 times. I didn't get a
man.
Chance to listen to it good. I listened to it 3 times, but I'm believing that's a banger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I appreciate you.
Not quite poetry, not quite Neil. So another lane, straight down the middle.
I'm
you know
a little
saying?
Different.
Yeah.
All you gotta do is fill out your lane, and that's it. Mm-hmm. I mean, somebody might come in and do James Brown better than you can, but can you do what I do? Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. I know that's right.
Right. Well,
yes,
we
sir.
All know that don't nobody do Just Jay like Just Jay. So, what do you have for us tonight, sir?
Right.
I appreciate the straightforwardness, and I'll holler at you in a second, man. Is love truly real for everyone or forever? Is it plausible to say love is even possible? Or is it a mass hysterical delusion shared by the masses? A magnificent trick with all the smoke and mirrors. A sleight of hand poof of magic to be done or undone at a whim. or is love instead of delusion? A self-induced hallucination we convince ourselves is real, so we don't have to deal with the reality of our own flaws and shortcomings. Or is love like the lottery, and it's disposable? Like a quick scratch-off, we'll gamble it all for the power, the scratch when the grasp to their minuscule winnings, but they dissolve by dawn. But yet, we keep playing the game. What do you think love is? For me, love has been all of these things. Love in my life has been my greatest disappointment. The magic trick where you see the strings in the mirrors, it's a hallucination you can't awake from, especially when it's a nightmare in your real life. Love can be just one number off. Boom.
Oh.
Wow, bro. Wow, bro.
Right.
Wow, bro.
This piece was written by M. McKellar. This is actually a young lady's poem.
It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. And I didn't mean to cut you off. If you had a question for Van, by all means, go ahead and ask. That's what we're here for.
I don't really have a question for Van. I've been asking Van questions for some years now. Van is a Swiss Army knife. Van can do it all. Van can move around in any circle he wants to, no matter how get down it is or how uppity it is. Van can move around in all of these circles. That's a talent that you just have to have, and you have to be willing to go ahead and do it. And my brother Van here has that in spades. Van knows how to organize. Van know how to go ahead and be the Triple H.
My man,
Van tried to give me that one night on the Get Down.
Oh, man.
I remember that. But Van tried to give me that one night on the Get Down. That very next Get Down, I said, no. That's you, buddy. You Triple H all day. So, you know, that's one of the small things I love about this dude. That was something really small that he had gave to me in front of everybody, but he got it back in front of everybody even larger than what he gave it. So, bro, I take my hat off to you.
Thank you, brother. I really appreciate you, man, from the bottom of my heart, man.
Yes, sir. Y'all can mute me so I can get on to that next person. Let me help you.
We appreciate you, love. Thank you for coming through. You have a good evening. One love, one mic.
Hey, Van, one day she going to let me stay on. Talk to y'all in a minute.
So it's apropos that we end the show with this individual, the other one half host of the Inspiration Factory with Van Poetic. Van, a.k.a. Poetic.
Man.
Y'all going to get it tonight. Good evening, Divine Inspiration. How are you this evening, sir?
Divine Inspiration, my brother. You're muted,
are you
Paul.
Muted?
Unmute your mic.
Uh-oh. Maybe he's not there.
It's just been
changed. All right.
How about now?
Well, we have...
Hi.
Yep, we're here.
Can you hear me now?
All right.
Yes.
Okay. Yep, that's it. We got 1 minute and 20 seconds left. Van told me don't look at the clock. So I'm not gonna
look at the clock.
We're just gonna ride it out. We just gonna ride it out until she kicks us off.
What's good, my brother?
What's good? I'm glad to be here. I kinda needed this tonight. So I'm glad there was a platform to come to.
Yes, sir.
A lot going on, but hey, it is what it is.
We appreciate you being here.
I'm trying to find what it was I wanted to do, but I can't find it, so I don't care. Y'all have a choice. RIT America or speak?
Speak.
Speak.
Mm-hmm. Unanimous.
Okay. And I don't even remember this piece. It just happened to pop up. And it's a short one. It's from 2015. Good Lord.
All right. Let's go. Okay. Let's go. Let's go.
Like
go.
The mic is all yours.
It's so sad that, thank you so much. It's so sad that these days people so seldomly speak, preferring to text or email, or of course, you know, they also tweet. Sitting at a bus terminal this morning watching the masses pass by, it's sad to say only a handful of them had the desire to look me in the eye. I spoke to several as they passed. Very few even spoke back. Those that did so timidly, startled and taken aback. What has this world come to when a simple good morning causes a start? Where is common courtesy gone? What now fills mankind's hearts? I am determined to change this. With each passerby I see, I want everyone to know the love of God within me. I intend to speak, my friend, not text or to tweet. I'm going to open my mouth and show them how to speak. Have a blessed day. And that's that piece.
Yes, sir.
And that's that piece.
Thank you, bro. That's what I'm talking about.
Thank you so much.
To speak.
Absolutely. Powerful.
Thank you,
piece.
Brother.
We forgot how to call.
Thank you so much, Divine Inspiration. We appreciate you. Thank you to everyone that called in tonight to support Poetic, a.k.a. Van Meadows, and our final show, Raw with Rain. We love you all. We appreciate you. Thank you again, Van, for being here. I love you, sis.
Thank you for having me.
Love you more.
It's been amazing. We love you.
Good night. Love one mic. Take your socks off. Oh, baby, baby.
Baby, baby.
Baby, baby.